How can you save an extra $300 a year? Lots of home budgets are tight. Would it be possible on your budget? It's worth giving some serious thought to because no matter where you live, power bills are going up, up, up. And on the New South Wales side of the border, the average household's power bill will rise by up to 17.6% or $316 a year from next month. The Independent Pricing and Regulatory Tribunal in New South Wales, otherwise known as IPART, released its final report on electricity pricing this week, and that, I'm afraid, is the damage, and it'll cost business owners even more. So how will you find that extra money? Or will you now look at what you can switch off and do without, as Nick Klomp was alluding to? 1300 147 222 or text us 0467 842 722. Is there more that you can do, or are you just sick to death of people saying you've got to tighten your belt and there's no more tightening that can be done? Kaylee Goodsell is with us, a financial counsellor with St David's Care based in Albury. Morning, Kaylee.
Good morning, Joseph. How are you?
Good. All right, more hikes in electricity prices. What pressure do you think this is going to put on local families?
Oh, it's devastating, isn't it, to wake up to the news that your electricity is going to be increased by about $6 per week. For some people, that's just going to be so depressing, they're not going to want to think about it.
I just wonder whether there are more and more ordinary wage-earning families, if we can put it that way, that are already finding it tough to actually pay their ordinary utility bills. What are people saying to you about their utility bills?
Utility bills are one of the things that are getting forgotten because it's so hard to come up with the money as it is. The increases that we've already experienced have been hard enough. And as you said in the lead-up, how much more can somebody tighten their belt?
That's the phrase that always gets trotted out.
Yeah.
It's got to be an end to it somewhere.
Look, it's really difficult. We're having that many people present with an inability to pay an essential item such as electricity. It's ridiculous.
How do you think they're going to manage all of these people that are coming to you with that problem?
I honestly don't know. I think that what is going to happen is the welfare sectors are going to really feel the pinch because the numbers coming in seeking assistance to pay utility bills is going to increase greatly. If you look at it, our average clients have a payment plan set up in place for around about $60 per fortnight would be average. That's going to increase to $72 per fortnight. That's an extra $12. They can't just pull out of thin air. The subsidies that they're getting aren't enough. The income that they're getting isn't enough. The payments from Centrelink isn't enough. They're usually on medications. The food's gone up. The petrol's gone up. Everything is increasing except for their income.
And yet the Independent Pricing and Regulatory Tribunal, in New South Wales at least, saw fit to allow this increase. Did they get it wrong?
Oh, yes. Well, I can't really comment on that. I could be in a lot of strife.
Are you having families that are coming to you that are struggling to the extent in paying their utility electricity bills to the extent that they're having their electricity cut off? Do you know people that have had that happen?
Yeah, we've had people on the doorstep at 3:30 in the afternoon saying, please help us, our electricity's just been disconnected. That's really hard, and we do everything that we can to have it reconnected, to set them up on a plan. Most of the time, though, Joseph, when we do talk to the utility provider, they are really good. However, when they say, well, this is what they're using, say it's 60 a fortnight, the family can only afford 40 a fortnight. So they're not even meeting what they're using, let alone trying to pay extra to pay the arrears that they already owe.
So when you sit down with clients and maybe you're trying to help them with their budgeting, mm-hmm. what do you do in that scenario? Is there any, I mean, do you ever have any success in finding further slack that can be taken up in the budget?
Not unless they're spending in areas that they shouldn't be spending in. And unfortunately, most people in this situation are doing things really savvy as it is. Like, they're paying their rent first, they're trying to do their utilities, and quite often what suffers is the food on the table. They're not eating properly. So then again, we're going back to the welfare agencies, places who give out food, etc. They're feeling the pressure. These are the groups who are going to really feel the pressure on this as well.
Kaylee Goodsell's with us, financial counsellor with St David's Care. We're just talking about utility bills and electricity bills going up and up with in New South Wales, another 17.6% price hike due from next month. This SMS, Kaylee, says, when Julia Gillard puts her carbon tax up, then the electricity company puts theirs up. Is anybody doing anything about it or just all talk? Help us pensioners, please. Have you heard that type of plea before?
Yes. Oh, look, it's heartbreaking. In this, it is so hard, Joseph. We've gone from a waiting list of 2 days to 2 weeks. That is that an indicator of what's happening?
A wait list that's gone from 2 days to two weeks.
Uh-huh.
For what type of help?
Financial counselling. These are people who are just unable to manage, and not through any fault of their own. Of course, there are some out there who things can change, but many of them are simply because of the fact that the cost of living is so high.
So that's taking seven times longer now for you to get through the number of people that want to come to you for financial counselling.
Yeah.
To try and pay their bills and work through their family budget. Does that mean that there is seven times more people than there used to be?
You could say that, yeah. It's really frightening, isn't it?
And we've just alluded to the carbon tax there too, which is still to come in.
Yeah.
This text says, we are a two-income family and we are struggling. I hate to think how somebody on welfare is even living at the moment.
Mm. Well, they're not. They're existing.
What options does it leave local families with?
Look, it's really difficult, Joseph. I would suggest that sit down, really look at your budget, look at your needs versus your wants. If you need it, then it must stay there. If it's a want you can do without it, unfortunately, it's going to have to be pushed to the side.